We've all heard of recycling programs, but this one in a small town in southern Missouri has a bit of a twist. Sure, it kept items from going to a landfill, but it inspired a lot of positive changes as well. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. You've heard me speaking about our trip to Italy August 8th through the 17th. There's still time to join myself and other listeners on an amazing trip and still enjoy preferred pricing as well. We'll be with Colette, North America's leading tour operator. Come see Italy's most famous cities, spending 2 nights in Rome, 2 nights in Florence, and 2 nights in historic Venice. Our tour includes the famous Colosseum. You'll come to know the rolling hills, sprawling vineyards, charming medieval hill towns, and enchanting cities steeped in history, culture, and legend. See the birthplace of St. Francis and Assisi and explore the mystical city of Siena. In Venice, we'll enjoy a boat trip to Murano Island and see the city's famous canals. All along the way, we'll enjoy fabulous Italian cuisine and have the top-of-the-line service throughout the journey. This is Italy, as you always imagine it, so don't miss out. Click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com or just give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. Don't miss out. Join us today. In 2006, Jerry Wass was in charge of the Spanish Club at Purdy, Missouri High School. To raise money, the club began collecting recyclable material from their school.
We had nothing to do with the most profitable thing that we could have, which was cardboard. The school had an amazing amount of cardboard, so much so that they had an incinerator just for the cardboard.
Eventually, the club raised over $5,000 a year. It was hard work, but a community service that was helping keep a lot of items out of landfills and turning it into money. Over half the school was in the Spanish Club, in fact.
We pretty much spent the money in the beginning on activities for the students. That eventually began to trouble me, that we were only spending the money on ourselves.
So they began to look for ways to use their resources to help the small town in which they lived.
We bought a couple of barbecue barrels for the city park right beside the school, and one of the students said, "Senor Wass, isn't there something we can do about this awful playground here we have beside the school?"
And that's when others in Purdy took notice. Adults formed a group to help their youth.
That led to the organization of an adult group to help assist us. So the Purdy Recycling Project added a sister organization in the Purdy Renewal Project.
The group affiliated themselves with the Community Foundation of the Ozarks. And soon, the two organizations were tackling even bigger projects. Jerry says his message to students was simple.
Do this because it's going to make you feel good to be connected to this and to leave this legacy behind you of having worked in this and worked to make a better community for yourself.
It's a great project with a great message for students and communities on the difference they can make right where they live. Traveling the countryside in Purdy, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.